just headed over to Facebook, the simulcast this morning. Hope you're having a good week this Friday morning. TGIF, right? Anyway, good morning, Facebook as well. 28th of August, Friday morning. Scripture tells us that the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Satan is the great accuser of the brethren. And how do we overcome his accusations? How do we overcome his accusations? They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12:11. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Romans 8:33-34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Colossians 2:15 and Hebrews 2:14-15. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6:11-17. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11. As the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. John 5:21. As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. John 5:26. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 2:7 and Revelation 22:2. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Length of days is in her hand. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy to everyone that retaineth her. Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom. Proverbs 3:13-18, and 1 Corinthians 1:30. Well, Satan is the great accuser of the brethren. And the way we overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. There's another scripture that says that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The question is, are we enduring to the end? Is the great accuser, the brethren, having a heyday with you and I? Then we have the blood of the Lamb to look to as our confidence, as our surety. That perfect sacrifice, slain from the foundation of the world. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done, dying on the cross for the victory he has won. We would have no hope in this life, and our eternal future would be grim. All glory be to Christ. Our hope is only in him. When we come to bow before him at his throne, may we trust in his completed work, yes, in Christ alone. Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only proclaim his sovereign grace. The only peace and joy is found in Christ, who created the worlds and paid the price to secure eternal redemption for his sheep. This purchased salvation brings joy and peace. When God's people meet around his throne to praise and worship Christ the Lamb, there will be no doubt of the peace and joy found only in the great I Am. Hope, like repentance, faith and repentance is a gift from God, and when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and hope was a gift, so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we have been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance causing our heart to flee to Christ, and then joy he did bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be. Knowing that we are a part of the elect family, bought by his blood and adopted by him before we were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is my eternal song that I will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I'm forever free, and eternal life he did to me bring. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity, for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Our only hope in this life and in the next is in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms, and he did say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for the things Christ did say. Why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever's going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice, slain from the foundation of the world. It was decreed that Christ would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by his eternal love. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praise to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing with the angels around his great throne. An anthem of glory will be that great song. Well, I'm going to end today's time that we've had together with a couple more of these poems. This one is entitled, The Lord Loves His Children Forever. The Lord loves His children forever, and everlasting love means His love He will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all the strife. Whatever His children go through, He's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before His Father too. When we don't know how to pray, He's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and He will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to Him if we were not His daughters and sons, for they are adopted into His family. This work is already done. Well, the final poem I want to read this morning is entitled, Christ's Word Forever Stands. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out that what they have said just is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because He cannot lie. What He speaks out of His mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go to a way to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words He spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in His Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.